might be a little more convenient for everybody. But I'm Bill Oliver, and presently live in West Sacramento. And so I've come down tonight to kind of give you a little idea of how I got involved with Westpac. And not story about Westpac, and basically how I got involved. And I'm going to show some pictures around. There's about five sheets of pictures, and they can just wander on through the crowd here. Hopefully get them back. They're basically pictures of people involved with Westpac along the years that I've been involved with Westpac. I was the third general chairman of Westpac, Joe Perry being the first, 1960 to 1969, 10 years, and Cy Thompson was the second general chairman, 13 years, from 1970 to 1982, and I was general chairman for another 10 years, and that was from 1983 to 1992. My indoctrination in the Westpac really was just helping out, setting up exhibits, setting up frames, and basically when we first got started, at least when I first got started with Westpac, the frames were taken apart, laid on the table. Our wives would fill them with the exhibits. We'd button up the frames, haul them over to the easels, and set them up in rows. And so that's basically how it went. And those were the old 12-page frames of Westpac. Aluminum frame, glass front. Since that's going to be president of the council next year, I was going to have to do this again. So thank goodness I did, because it's really helped me not only through my philatelic life, but even at my job at work. So my stamp collecting has been an advantage to me in many, many ways. In 1972 and 1978, I president of the council two different times. And so in 1972, I was reading the Constitution bylaws about the council president being the ex officio board of directors of the Westpac board of directors. So I go trotting down to one of their meetings, and they say, "Well, what's the council need?" You know, they thought I was there with my handout or something. I told them I'd just come down to see what's going on at the meeting, and they said I was the first council president to ever attend one of their meetings. So I continued attending their meetings, and I believe all the council presidents after me has attended most of the meetings. I was elected the board of directors, I believe, in 1975, and at that time, from 1975 to 1977, I was a member of the board of directors and still was, but I mentioned 1977 is because Joe Clary and Cy Thompson were active in the APS at the time, and they were on the board of directors. And APS had decided that they would like to hold an annual stamp show, and they would like to start on the West Coast, and they wanted to start in Los Angeles. Well, when they were exploring Los Angeles, they couldn't find anything where they wanted to hold the show. So Joe Clary said he thought he could find something in San Francisco. So he came up here and made arrangements with the Jack Tar Hotel to hold the APS show there in 1977. And so Westpac put on their show in April of 77. Same people put on the same show in August of 77. So it was a tremendous jump for the whole committee. committee to do. Show went very well. Cy Thompson was general chairman, and he made me his assistant general chairman, and I was responsible for the security of the show. Everything went well. Sometime after the show, Westex received a check for $1,000, and so the board of directors wanted, what are we going to do with this? Everybody works it darn hard. They decided to have an appreciation dinner for all the effort that the people had put in. So the appreciation dinner was for all the committee people on Westex. And Joe Clary went to the Presidio, the Officers Club at the Presidio, and arranged to have the prime rib dinner there. And we had our dinner. Everybody enjoyed themselves. They had a lot of socializing before time, and the dinner was good. And matter of fact, we went back to the board of directors at our next meeting. We decided that that was such a good function that they thought they would continue that on following years. And so every year then, we always had the dinner at the Presidio at the Officers Club until the Presidio finally closed. And so we had to find other facilities for it. And it's gone, the appreciation, whatever the function is now, we've taken crews, we've gone brunches and whatnot, so there's a lot of different things that we've done and may find other things to do in the future. But this was really the first show that APS put on, and the first time we had an appreciation dinner for all of the Westex people. I became chairman in 1982. 1983, I guess it was. Yeah, I became chairman in 1983. And then we had one show. Then the following year, just before Christmas, the hotel had a fire, and it burned much of the ground floor and part of the mezzanine where we held a stamp show. So we had to find other facilities. We looked around and just couldn't find anything in San Francisco that was adequate for us or that we could afford, one or the other. And so we ended up going to Oakland, their brand new convention center, and it really worked out quite well for us. I think probably the dealers felt sorry for us under the circumstances, and I think the collectors and all kind of felt sorry for us too. So we really had a great show with a lot of visitors there. So as far as the show went, it was still Westex standards. And so we came back the following year, back to the Jack Tar, and usually when we set up, we had an electrician put in supplementary lighting. They put in fluorescent lighting for us. And, we hired our own electrician to do this and put on in our own lights. But after the fire, they wouldn't let us hang lights in there in the grand ballroom anymore. So, but they had added different chandeliers, and the lighting was really quite adequate. But after a couple of years, it seemed like our eyes were going bad, or the light was getting dimmer, or something or other. And Dick Solis and I were walking through the ballroom one evening, or one day while during the show, and we looked up directly up into the chandelier, and half of the light bulbs were out. So from then on, we always made sure that the hotel went through and made sure all the light bulbs were working before our following show. And I might mention, too, that we were quite fortunate, Cy Thompson and particularly myself, being able to work with the same people at the hotel. We worked with the same people our whole time, except maybe for the catering group. Those people seem to change every 3 or 4 years. But the people that handle the facilities, we worked with the same people all the time. And probably many of you people remember Terry, who handled many of the things for us. But anyway, after going through checking the lights and everything, let's see, where do I go from there? I was going to say too that actually my responsibility as chairman of Westex, I felt was much easier than many of the jobs that our other people on the board of directors had. Wayne Manews of the dealers, Jim Jefferson was handling exhibits at the time, and then I believe Steve Schumann took that over, and Joe Schwartz was getting the judges. And so there were a lot of other people putting in a lot of time and effort to get the job done. And my effort had to be in negotiating with the hotel or just pulling all the pieces together, make sure they all came together at the same time. So basically that's been my indoctrination into Westex. And I retired from the board of directors in 1992 and continued on the board of directors for a short time until somebody was available and there wasn't that they'd like to have on the board of directors and there wasn't a position. So I just went ahead and resigned from the board, and which opened up another position. And at that time, they elected me as an honorary director, which the title is what I hold today, which gives me all the benefits of a director, except I cannot vote. But at least I can say my piece. And I continue to come down to the meetings, but living 100 miles away, and with my eyes not what they used to be, I'm not too sure how many more years I'm going to be participating at their evening meetings anyway. But it's been an enjoyable time and quite an experience. And even though I say that I've told other general chairmen, particularly Ed Jarvis over here, that being the chairman of Westex is probably the easiest job, but to this day he doesn't believe me. But he's had a number of circumstances that I certainly didn't have to go through, and so with the moving of Westex and everything. But working with the Jack Tar Hotel and the people at that time were tremendous to work with. As soon as it was, after I retired, people were wondering why I retired when everything was going so well. I said, well, why not? I've been here long enough. And the timing couldn't have been any better for me, because within a year, the hotel was sold. They couldn't keep people there more than 3 months, and they had new people to work with, and they kept changing our dates and whatnot. So actually, my time was the best. Thank you.
Thank you.